We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5, titled Prahlad, the Saintly Son of Hiranyakashipu. Text number 17. Daitaya Chandana Vane Jato Hayam Kantaka Drumaha Yan Mulan Mula Parashur Vishnu Nala Nalaito Arbakaha Daitaya Chandavane
Daitaya Chandavane
Daitaya Chandana Daitaya
Daitaya
of the demoniac family.
Chandanavane,
Chandanavane, in the sandalwood forest.
In the sandalwood forest.
Jataha,
Jataha,
born.
Born.
I am. This.
This.
Kantakadrumaha,
Kantakadrumaha,
thorn tree.
Thorn tree.
Yet.
Of which?
Of which? Mula.
Mula.
Of the roots.
Unmula,
in the cutting.
Parashoho,
who is like an axe.
Vishnoho,
of Lord Vishnu.
Nalaitaha,
the handle.
Arbhakaha,
boy. Translation. This rascal, Prahlad, has appeared like a thorn tree in a forest of sandalwood. To cut down sandalwood trees, an axe is needed, and the wood of the thorn tree is very suitable for the handle of such an axe. Lord Vishnu is the axe for cutting down the sandalwood forest of the family of demons, and this Prahlad is the handle for that axe. Responsibly, please repeat. This rascal Prahlad.
This rascal Prahlad
has appeared like a thorn tree.
Has appeared like a thorn tree
in a forest of sandalwood.
In a forest of sandalwood.
To cut down sandalwood trees.
To cut down sandalwood trees.
An axe is needed.
An axe is needed.
And the wood of the thorn tree.
And the wood of the thorn tree
is very suitable for the handle.
Very suitable for the handle
of such an axe.
Of such an axe.
Lord Vishnu is the axe for cutting down the sandalwood forest.
Lord Vishnu is the axe for cutting down the sandalwood forest
of the family of demons.
Of the family of demons.
And this Prahlad.
This Prahlad
is the handle for that axe.
Is the handle for that axe.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Thorn trees generally grow in deserted places, not in sandalwood forests. But the seminal brahmanas Shanda and Amarka compared the dynasty of the Daitya Hiranyakashipu to a sandalwood forest and compared Prahlad Maharaj to a hard, strong thorn tree that could provide the handle of an axe. They compared Lord Vishnu to the axe itself. An axe alone cannot cut a thorn tree. It needs a handle, which may be made of the wood of a thorn tree. Thus, the thorn tree of demoniac civilization can be cut to pieces by the acts of Vishnu Bhakti, or devotional service to Lord Krishna. Some of the members of the demoniac civilization, like Prahlad Maharaj, may become the handle for the acts to assist Lord Vishnu, and thus the entire forest of demoniac civilization can be cut to pieces. Daitya chandana vane jato yam kantakadruma yan mulang mula parashor vishnor nalaitor bakaha. This rascal Prahlad has appeared like a thorn in a forest of sandalwood. To cut down sandalwood trees, an axe is needed, and the wood of the thorn tree is very suitable for the handle of such an axe. Lord Vishnu is the axe for cutting down the sandalwood forest of the family of demons, and this Prahlad is the handle for that axe. So, in the last verse, we were labeled as CIA agents. This actually happened in India. Incredible. The Communist Party speaker brought up in the House of Parliament a question whether or not the Hare Krishna movement was recruited by the CIA. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Of course, the answer is yes. We have the highest intelligence, central intelligence. We've centralized everything in the Vedas and in our ashrams. It's interesting here, the daityas, Shanda and Amarka, they compare themselves and their demoniac friends and leaders to be like a sandalwood forest. It somehow things work that way. Everybody thinks that what they're doing is the best thing or the right thing or the most beautiful thing. Just like many people think that we're totally loony. And we think that we're very intelligent and they're crazy. I can always remember being, for a couple of years, not very long actually. I had a different impression when I was 16 or 17. But when I turned 18, almost 19, I joined the countercultural revolution that was going on at that time. And, you know, there was always an epithet or there was always a label given to hippies, you know, like they were totally useless and were parasites in society. And mainstream America, especially those who were controlling government, etc., etc., they had a very negative impression of the hippies. But once you were a hippie, then you realized that you were actually very good people and they were, you know, neo-Victorian hypocrites and, you know, behind the scenes doing all nonsense but making a big show of a so-called civilization and no idea of actual life, spiritual life, etc. So it's not difficult to understand how Shanda and Amarka think that they've conquered the whole universe or, you know, they've chased away the demigods and whatever, and they think that they're the best. They're the strongest, the most powerful. They have lots of sense gratification. They're the forest of sandalwood. Now, it's interesting to note, of course, this comes out especially in the Leela of Jayant Vijay in their three incarnations as Ravana and Kumbhakarna and Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha and Shishupal and Dantabhakra. It's interesting that he would be the cause of their death. Hiranyakashipu knew in the back of his mind that Vishnu would kill him. And There's a kind of futility, rightly so, in an atheistic mindset. Because in your heart of hearts, you know that you don't know. Externally, false sense of security, whatever, you put on a whole facade, you put on a whole drama that you know what's happening, and you concoct a philosophy and get yourself brain dirtied. Instead of brainwashed, you get brain dirtied in this mentality. And you really think that, for at least externally, that there is no God, that you're a humanist, that you're a scientist, you're a skeptic, you're whatever you are, but you think that you understood everything. But going a little bit deeper, ultimately every man, when he's in the greatest danger, does look to some superior being, God, or he cries out for help. But in that understanding that there is no God, where's your shelter? Ultimately, you have to realize that material nature is more powerful than you are. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasya. Everything is controlled by the modes of material nature. We're simply passengers on the chariot. We cannot control anything virtually in our lives. At any moment, whatever we have, our bank account, our prestige, our family, our health, anything can be taken away from us, just like that. Where is our control? Why are we so proud about our expedition, about our ability to control material nature? Taking up the challenge to become the captain of our fate, the master of our destiny, to control everything in our environment and use it for our own enjoyment. But ultimately, any person with a little bit of intelligence, even material intelligence, can realize that there's no hope. So in that realization, one does become fearful. One does become aware that he's walking on very thin ice. He doesn't know Pravritimcha, Nivritimcha, Janam Navidur Asura. They don't know what is to be done and what is not. They just don't know. They'll never admit it, but there's a constant sense of anxiety, a pit within their stomach where they feel great distress, where they feel when they're threatened, they feel very insecure. This happens. Very pressure is put on enough. They all crack. There's enough pressure. So Krishna says such persons are vimudha. They're not only fools, mudha, but they're vimudha. Very foolish, very stupid. It's only their ahankara. Ahankara vimudha. Their false ego they're falsely, they think they're doers. Karta hami vimanyate, I'm the karta. No, not. Lord Maharaj understood this. This purport is a little confusing. We went over the demons are comparing themselves to a forest of sandalwood trees, and you need a good sharp axe to cut down sandalwood trees. Lord Vishnu is that axe, is the enemy of the demons, and therefore his devotee can act as his instrument. Nimitta Matra, Prabhu Sadhusachin, just become my instrument. In other words, Krishna manifests his pastimes through his devotees in the material world. He comes, but he comes with a whole entourage of his devotees. And even when he's present by his instructions, those instructions are acting through his devotees. He becomes a handle by which the axe can cut down the demoniac influence. Darkness. Jaha Krishna taha nahi maya radhika. Jaha Krishna, wherever there is Krishna, maya nahi. No maya. So, just like wherever there is light, there's no darkness. So, Krishna, destroys the darkness of ignorance by his presence, being brought in any form. He may come personally and kill Hiranyakashipu, or to kill Shishupal or Ravana, big demons. But for the small demons, he doesn't have to come personally. He can act through his devotees. So they're like the suitable wood, the thorn trees, although right in the sense that the thorn is, if you've ever been in a thorn bush, you know how uncomfortable it is. And the glories of the Lord are not appreciated by demons at all. Unfortunately, we don't endeavor to But just by the very nature of our activities, our desire to glorify God, the demons become afraid and they become agitated and they want to chastise us or punish us. So, still, we should know that if we take shelter of Krishna Bhakti, devotee will never be vanquished. Anyway, I don't need to go through it. The examples here, the Prabhupada says, thus the thorn of demoniac civilization can be cut to pieces by the acts of Vishnu Bhakti. Now why is he comparing now here? Either it sounds like he's comparing thorn tree, or he could be saying that Prahlad Maharaj is the thorn tree and he can cut to pieces demoniac civilization by taking out Vishnu Bhakti or devotional service. He's the thorn tree which will act as the instrument to practice Krishna Bhakti, which is not directly, because the last statement says, some of the members of the demoniac civilization, like Kalad Maharaj, may become the handle for the acts of this Lord Vishnu, and thus the entire course of the demoniac civilization can be cut to pieces. Because here we're talking about the entire forest being sanded. There seems to be, I can't believe it. Only in track. The example is clear enough. Questions from, it's really, you know, the example of the king's servant being a very glorious position. So, to see ourselves as progress, or even survive in light of Krishna consciousness, we have to somehow revive this spirit that I'm simply Krishna's instrument. I'm not a great person. To be something that you're not. You don't have to be carry on with your service, whatever your service is, and be satisfied that you're perfect because you're acting as Krishna's instrument. You're doing the right thing wherever you are. Stanesh Tata. Whatever's your stana. Ostensibly, they are demons. Ramabandhu, Shukracharya, he's the one who told Kali Maharaj, you know, reject Vishnu, demoniac, Martha. But at the same time, they're acting almost as a mouthpiece, especially in this sattva. It is said that there are editions of the Bhagavatam which are different. But here we find that recognizing Krishna is the axe that can cut down all ignorance, maya, demons, negative, everything. It can cut down all negativity. And all we have to do is agree to surrender Krishna. Do this bidding. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. This is Anyavilashita Shunya. When you make all your other plans zero, Shunya. Anyavilashita Shunya. Jnana Karma Vyanada. When you just accept, look. I've got 60, 70, 80, maybe 100 years. Highly unlikely, but let's go for the outer limits. Maybe I've got 100 years. It's nothing. It goes by so quickly. So what do I want to be? A pretender? Mithyachara sa uchate? Mithyachara? Acharya? Falsity. Or do I just want to attempt to become a humble devotee? At least there's hope. As an atheist, as a demon, you may enjoy prayas. You may enjoy immediately, but you won't get the fruit of shayas ever. Faith in the process of devotional service. That's what you're going to do in this lifetime. It's not without confirmation that you're gradually in progress with some of the realizations. It's well worth it. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.